This is the Schnitt Show.
I haven't had a chance to check today. Is there anything interesting on Trump's Twitter feed today? Anything? Nah, not much. Pretty quiet. Not very active. All right, I'm being slightly facetious. The question is, if, let's say, media personalities, let's say morning cable television hosts, have had some pointed words, if they've used some language with which pokes and prods at the president, is it presidential for the president to respond at all? I mean, should the president respond? Well, here's the deal. Obviously, everything's been rewritten. Everything is different. Trump has, and yes, I'm being facetious about the tweets. I saw the tweets when they rolled in. A while ago, actually, I put Trump on my mobile phone Twitter alert. So out of everyone I follow, Trump is the only one that I put on alert, meaning on Twitter, on my mobile phone, and I do Twitter probably 95% from my phone. You know, at night, during the day, when I'm prepping, I've got my laptop in my lap. You know, sometimes I have Twitter open on the desktop, and I'll do things there. But most of the time, I'm using my mobile device for Twitter, for reading tweets, for reading responses from listeners and viewers that follow me, at Todd Schnitt on Twitter. And I did set Trump up on alert. There's an ability to go in on Twitter, and with somebody you're following, you can get a notification. So the second Trump tweets, I get a notification on my notification bar. And it's proved to be pretty valuable because, well, Trump tweets some crazy crap. And it's the only one that I have set up on the Twitter alert. It's redefined. There's no doubt about it. Is it right? I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that the bar has been moved. The bar has been changed for better or for worse. I think in some cases it's better and in some cases it's worse. With today's Trump tweets, and we'll go over the whole chronology here and the backlash. You've got Republicans that are smacking Trump. You have some conservatives and Republicans that are praising Trump. It's really a different time. Like I said, the bar has been moved. Everything is different. From the campaign that Trump pulled off, the rallies, how he handled those rallies, from the campaign all the way through the interim from president-elect to president to the inauguration and the whole situation over crowd size and the way the president has dealt with numerous issues, many of which I agree with, some that I completely disagree with. And I cannot sit here and say, oh, yeah, good job, President Trump. You know, your tweet responses to these bozos on MSNBC in the morning, that's really necessary and worthy. Good job. I can't do that. I can't say it. You have to rise above when you're the president of the United States, when you're in a position. And this, again, this begs the question about preparation, whether Trump was really prepared to take this position. And we've heard all the, you know what's happened? There's been so much. People have forgotten all the things that have occurred. And you know, there was that story that leaked out that Trump had said that I didn't know that being president was going to be this hard. And, well, duh. And when you're president, everyone is coming at you. Everyone. You're going to have critics on the 50% or so of the country that didn't vote for you. You're going to have the media and the inherent bias from not all, but many aspects of the mainstream media. They're going to be pining and gunning for you. You're going to have people that voted for you that are also going to be criticizing. See, I fall in the boat of I'm not a Trump butt kisser. There are numerous people in this genre. There are numerous competitors of mine. And frankly, they're a whole lot bigger than the little Todd Schnitt show and you know, us scraping for our little place on the planet. There are some that are much bigger than this show that seem to support Trump at every single turn. Trump can't do anything wrong. In fact, I'm going to get into some details on that because it looks like Ann Coulter had a little spar with one of these individuals. And I'll get into it. I'll name names coming up in just a bit here. But, and I have an issue with that. There are some that can't find fault in anything Trump does. And I just don't want to see this guy's agenda distracted. And when I saw these tweets this morning, I said to myself, is Trump trying to distract from something? What is on the agenda that Trump is trying to distract from? And I health care? Are they going to get Trump? I have an audio bite. Trump says, hey, big surprise. You're going to be very surprised. We know that Mitch McConnell has put this new deadline on the table to get some kind of Republican health care bill agreement by tomorrow, before the 4th of July recess, so the Congressional Budget Office can get scoring on this over the 4th of July recess. So Trump says, oh, we've got a big surprise coming. What is that? What is the big surprise? As indicated on yesterday's show, McConnell wants something done. And are they going to start whipping out the billions of dollars in pork and bribes to Republicans that are not on board in order to get them on board? Listen, I'm straying just a little bit here. So what is Trump trying to distract from anything here? I don't think the health care thing, I don't think he's trying to distract from that. We have the immigration ban that goes into effect at 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. I mean, what else? I can't think of anything else that Trump would be trying to distract from. You know, there was that fundraiser issue where Trump held his fundraiser at his hotel and folks are screaming about the emoluments clause again. And emoluments deals mostly with foreign entity. But listen, it's the whole kit and caboodle. Because Trump had a fundraiser last night. It was held at the Trump facility, the new hotel in Washington, D.C. I don't think this was any type of a distraction tactic. So what actually happened here? What occurred? Let's go to the tweets. And again, I got my alerts this morning. I get a little Twitter, little birdie up on my, or the bar up on top of my phone, the notification bar. And I got one, I looked at, then I got another one. And that was the spacing of Trump's tweets here. It was 8:52 this morning. That was the first tweet from Trump. 8:52 this morning. And I was in a commercial break. I was actually communicating with my wife. We were in a commercial break on my morning show here in New York City. So I do a morning show with Len on 710 WOR from 6 to 10 a.m. in New York City. It's a New York-only morning show. Of course, it's on iHeart, you know, nationwide. People listen as well. But I was in a commercial break. I wasn't talking, so I was actually texting with my wife, and I looked at it. Oh, there's a notification. I got it right away. The next one came in while we were back on the air, but I read that just a couple of minutes later. The first tweet, 8:52 this morning, and Trump tweeted out, I heard poorly rated at Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore, in parentheses. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika along with psycho Joe came? Let it stop there. Ellipses, dot, dot, dot. It stopped. That was just the first part. So obviously we knew something else was coming and I was waiting. Then I got the alert. 8:58 a.m., that's when the second half comes in. So let me read this all in context. In its entirety, these are two tweets because you're limited to 140 characters or, you know, if you want to break it up in thoughts. And Trump has been known to, on occasion, tweet the first part of something and then, like half an hour later, here comes the second part. This was only a 6-minute gap on this one. So again, the tweet in its entirety, beginning at 8:52 this morning. I heard poorly rated At Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ, crazy Mika, along with psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Well, I'm not going to sit here and try to defend the tweet, even if, and they have, Morning Joe, they've called Trump crazy. They've called Trump unhinged. I've got a little list of what Morning Joe and of course, Joe Scarborough, a former Republican House of Representatives member from the Florida Panhandle, and Mika, who's now, are they engaged? Are they officially engaged? I think they are. They're getting married. So they're a thing. They're a couple. It was a lousy secret for a long time that they were an item. And they have attacked Trump on numerous occasions. They've called him unhinged. They've called him crazy. And I've got a list. I'll dig it up if it's necessary. But the question is, you're the president of the United States. You're going to be a target. From the late night comedians to, like I said, those that didn't vote for you, even those that did vote for you, there's going to be some criticism. Just listen, you're the president of the United States of America. You got to have a thick skin. And Trump does not have a thick skin. It's not a pejorative. It's just the truth. But what we don't need is the president of the United States on Twitter in this fashion. There are numerous Republicans and those in Republican government, senators, House of Representative members, media types, commentators, pundits. There are numerous, many that actually agree with me. There are some on the conservative media side and talk radio that apparently think there's nothing wrong with this. I think there is something wrong with it, and I'm not afraid to say so. It is unpresidential. I know that that's kind of lame. Oh, it's unpresidential. But it is. It's uncalled for. It is beneath the office. The president, whether it was Obama, whether it was Bush, any president, Bill Clinton, any president is going to get satirized. They're going to be lampooned. They're going to be criticized. And you can't respond to everything. And not that he does. But there is no reason to respond to Morning Joe, Scarborough, and Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC. It was the wrong thing to do. And especially, she was bleeding badly from a facelift. Low IQ, crazy Mika. I mean, it's name-calling. It's bullying. And it's uncalled for. The best revenge that you can have, President Trump, is to get your agenda going, getting things passed, and having success with your policies for the American people and this country. That is the greatest thing you could possibly do here. Well, we've got the Melania angle because Melania's spokesperson spoke up. There are a ton of offshoots here, and this is also going to mean we're going to phones early. We're going to phones this hour, so stand by. I'll tell you, the phone number, many of you know it, on Newsmax TV, which our first hour is on Newsmax TV every day. The phone number is always on the bottom of the screen. If you want to try to get in now, we'll take phone calls in the second half hour on this and your thoughts. 800-801-8999, 800-801-8999. What did Melania Trump's spokesperson say regarding this? What are Republicans saying regarding the tweet? And guess what? It's enabled the media, it's enabled MSNBC and CNN and really everyone, not just liberal or what I think is sometimes biased media, but for almost all to then bring up the Access Hollywood tape again, the Billy Bush, the grab women by the, you know what I'm talking about, Megyn Kelly bleeding out of wherever. All this stuff is coming racing back today with this tweet. And it's just a distraction. We don't need it. Hang on. I shall continue with this next, and phone calls are on the way. Stand by. Now, if you have not acted on my amazing recommendation for the Casper mattress, I don't know what you're waiting for. I had another great night's sleep on the Casper last night. Oh, I had a great nap on the Casper for about 45 minutes today in between my morning show and the Schnitt Show. The Casper mattress is just a sleeping marvel. And I know many of you hate your mattress. Why? I mean, life is too short. Sleep is too important. Get a great mattress. You know, the price point on the Casper, for whatever size you need, king, queen, full, double, whatever you need, the pricing on the mattress is just incredible, and the quality is unbelievable. And you're going to get a great night's sleep. Try the Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. I want you to experience this mattress that I love. My wife and I have a king-size Casper. My kids both have Casper mattresses. You get to try the Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home. Buy the mattress. It ships to you for free. If you don't like it, they'll take it back. It ships back to them for free. Go to Casper.com and use the code T-O-D-D and save $50. The code is T-O-D-D. Casper.com. The code is Todd. And we'll give you $50 off right now, and you get to try it for 100 nights risk-free. Casper.com, code is Todd. Touch it. I see calls are already locked and loaded on this. The Republicans that are whacking back at the president, we'll give you the list and what they're saying. And I'd like to open up the dialogue with you. So phone calls coming up, and it also opens up the whole bleeding cans of worms again. Hang on, back in a minute. Schnitt Show. We're going to line up phone calls here on the Trump tweet. You know, I had a bunch of other things I was planning on doing today, and we will. We'll get to them. But clearly, this has changed the narrative today, and I don't know if Trump knew it was going to happen. That's why I said, is the president trying to distract from something else with the tweets this morning? I don't think so. I think that they must have said something on Morning Joe this morning that pissed him off. He decided just to go on the attack. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number. That's how you get on the program. 800-801-8999. We're going to spend a good deal of time on today's show. We're going to grab phone calls on this. Would you like to weigh in on the Trump tweet or the tweets? There's really one idea broken up over two tweets. To get on, your thoughts on the tweet. Are you a Trump supporter and you think, oh, there's nothing wrong with this, tweet away? Or are you a Trump supporter and you think it is horrific or any variation or gradation in that direction? Are you a non-Trump supporter? Are you an anti-Trumper? Are you a never-Trumper? Are you a hashtag resister? Maybe you think the tweet is fantastic. I'm kidding. All right, well, we'll grab calls here in a bit. I want to go over some of the responses and then give you, the Schnitt listening audience nationwide, the chance to respond to the Trump tweets from this morning. I heard poorly rated at Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika, along with Psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Now, there are also reports that they did join Trump several times at Mar-a-Lago for dinner or whatever. Listen, it's also a very fair question. Was Mika Brzezinski really bleeding from a facelift? Did some of the incisions pop open? Or, I mean, what, did she even have a facelift? Oh, boy. And, you know, the issue here is this series of tweets here, it's opened up all of the anger. It's opened up that commentary again, the whole Megyn Kelly situation with Well, this right here.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
That whole situation has been reopened. Then, of course, the whole Billy Bush Access Hollywood audio and video.
Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
So all of this and lack of decorum has come screaming back. So the question I have for you, and I invite you to fire up the phones, 800-801-8999. Do you have a problem with this? Do you have no problem with this? Or any points in between? 800-801-8999. That's how you get on nationwide. 800-801-8999. I was very clear at the onset of the program that the bar has been changed. The chessboard pieces have been moved. It's a whole different situation. Trump has redefined a lot about campaigning, about winning, about communication. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think, and I've been very clear, I don't think that this particular communication this morning, even if you're angry that Morning Joe has been attacking you, it's not presidential. Even for Donald Trump, it's not president. Just knock it off. Stop it. All right, phones are absolutely loaded. We're going to go to calls here momentarily. Just a little more background and what some of the Republicans have said here. They used to be tight. I mean, Trump used to be fairly cozy with Mika and Joe on MSNBC. Now, Mika got one of the first one-on-one exclusives with Melania last year. Mika was regularly seen coming from Trump Tower during much of the campaign. She called Kellyanne Conway a friend, but since Trump took office, things began to unravel. Conway was banned from their show because her answers on basic questions were called alternative facts by Morning Joe, stuff like that. Scarborough and Brzezinski, they then also became more critical of the president, and that's where Joe Scarborough has called Trump unhinged. You had Mika said that something's wrong with him. They suggested that maybe he had Alzheimer's or something, was dementia. I mean, they suggested that on MSNBC. Now, that's the media going after a public figure like a president, and, well, you're going to get attacked from all angles. They had a good relationship that clearly soured. They did start blasting Trump's policies, you know, the Muslim ban, the wall, and other things. And then from policies, it then devolved into personal attacks from Mika. And that's, you know, when Mika was saying, you know, things are not right, he's not right. Not the same Donald we know, suggested that he was having some mental issues. And she said the Trump administration is fake and failed. Joe Scarborough said that Trump is rambling, not in control of reality. And now we're up to Mika is bleeding badly from a facelift lift at Mar-a-Lago. All right, with that, you know, I'm going to go to phones right away. I'll get to the Republican response in just a bit because you have a bunch of Republicans that are chastising Trump today, and we'll get to that momentarily, but you guys have just completely stacked up the lines here, so let's grab your calls right away. I want to make you hold. All about customer service here on The Schnitt Show. Evelyn is up first today, lovely Lando Lakes, Florida. Hello, Ev. You're on Schnitt.
Hi. I just want to say the Bible does not lie. It says out of the mouth of a person, the heart speaks. So whatever you say, it's in your heart. That's how he is.
All right. Are you saying this as a Trump supporter or a Trump?
No, I'm not a supporter of him. No.
You don't?
He has an issue. He always have, and that's just the way he is.
So you didn't vote for Trump. You don't support Trump. Nope. And you have a problem, obviously, with the way that he's carrying himself.
Yes, I think it's very distasteful. It has been. It's just a shame.
Well, Evelyn, you know,
he is president of the United States, and he needs to conduct himself as so.
Well, Evelyn, you did not vote for Trump. I did vote for Trump, but I'm not one of the Trump trainers, completely on the Trump train, where it doesn't matter what Trump does, doesn't matter what Trump says, I'll go along, rah, rah, rah. There are people out there like that. No, I've got my own mind, I've got my own brain. And I'll tell you when Trump is right, I'll tell you when Trump is wrong. His agenda, I think, is fantastic. I wish he would get virtually everything done on his agenda, because I fully agree with it. But I can't support him when he puts out a series of dopey tweets, which brings on the attacks. Thanks for the call. How about Tina? Tina's in Tampa. Tina, just to set the tone here, are you a Trump supporter or not?
I wouldn't classify myself as a Trump supporter, but I also don't think that it's black or white. People can do good and bad. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about someone doing the right thing.
Well, let me ask you the question. Did you vote for Trump?
I didn't. I voted for Jill Stein, and I don't support everything that she does either, but it was the lesser of three evils.
Okay, and Tina, your thoughts on the Trump tweet today and Mika and her bloody facelift and all that?
Well, my concern isn't that the president is tweeting, but rather that he's bullying people, and that's inappropriate. There are people all around the world who look up to the United States and people in America who aspire to be the president one day, and to allude to sexual assaults and to make fun of women for their natural bodily processes or choosing to get plastic surgery done is inappropriate. And there shouldn't be name calling by anyone, especially the president.
Fair enough. Tina, thanks for the call. You know, folks, right off the bat, the first two calls we just took were non-Trump supporters. Both did not vote for Trump, which, you know, we're a conservative radio show, and we have listeners of all types, but I just want to point out that the first two calls here today just shows the breadth and the variety of who listens to the show. Mike is in Florida as well. Mike, you're on Schnitt. Hi. Mike, are you there? All right, let me put Mike back on hold. I hear some background noise. Let me grab Lori in Danbury, Connecticut. This will make three women in a row, actually. Lori, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, Schnitt. How are you?
I am well. Your thoughts on the Trump tweet shenanigans?
I am actually in support. I did not vote for Trump. I am an independent, and I just wasn't sure. I was against Hillary, but I just wasn't sure about him.
All right, wait a minute. You didn't vote for Trump. You didn't vote for Hillary.
Because I'm an independent. I just wasn't sure. I don't vote for people unless I really know his personality completely. I'm a New Yorker, so I did know a lot about him.
All right, well, Lori, did you vote for anybody for president?
No.
Okay, so
I wasn't sure about him because I know he can go off.
Okay, and then your thought on the two tweets this morning.
I feel that what goes around comes around. I'm happy that he fights back. And the reason is we've had so many wimpy presidents, the Republicans. And the truth is that the media is no longer fair. They're no longer, unbiased. They're coming at him constantly. And I think it gives the people actually something to look forward to at times. Now, when he attacks women, it's not always the best choice to make, but if he feels that he has something to say, my vote is let him say it.
Wow. And you don't think it is unpresidential to attack on that level?
We have a very Schnitt. This is not a polite world anymore at all. There are no manners.
And should the president of the United States imbibe in that?
When you have the opportunity to say something back to people that deserve to be spoken to that way, and I think the press these days does, go for it.
All right, thanks for the call. What a dynamic there. A woman that did not vote, an independent who did not vote at all for president, thinks that Trump's tweets were just fine. Did we get Mike back? Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Sorry about that.
All right, no problem. Yeah, I went to you, and I heard that you were in the background there, so I put you on hold. All right, Mike, go ahead. You're on Schnitt.
You know, my opinion is a lot like the lady was just on. You know, when you get people like Dennis Rodman that go to Korea and, go make these political trips, they don't get criticized by the people that are criticizing Trump now. And the people who are criticizing what Trump said are the ones that were talking about his hair during the election.
Well also, Mike, wait a minute. Mike, there's a big difference between the sideshow Dennis Rodman and the president of these United States.
I understand that. I mean, I have a 20-year-old daughter, and this was the first year she voted. And her whole youth, before she got into voting age, she would have went with Hillary the whole time. But she, you know, she told me, she said, "Dad, this guy connects with us. He makes sense. He talks to us on our level. He doesn't act like he's greater than God because he's going to be president. I'm just another American that's trying to do right." And that's the way she looked at what he was doing. So I think when these kids text, the millennials text, they communicate the way he's communicating. Was it maybe a little, you know, yeah, okay, I'll take some of the stuff as a little out of color, or maybe a little off taste, but that's how kids communicate today. And unfortunately, I'm 55, and the kids are the ones that are going to be doing the future.
But, you know, the question is, does the president need to call a couple of dopes on morning cable TV, low IQ, crazy, psycho Joe, and then revealing that Mika Brzezinski, who I don't care for those guys on MSNBC, but to say that she was bleeding badly from a facelift, I just don't. It's wrong. Trump should not. Don't get in the dirt like this. My God, I'm not going to be swayed. I'm taking calls, and you have the right to your opinion, but I'm not going to be swayed. I think it was dopey. I think it was impolite. And I'm not saying that the media is polite to him, but there is a difference. When you're the president, you're going to get poked and prodded and criticized. And I want to see more presidential things from Trump and the president of the United States as a whole than what we've witnessed here. And I have no issue. I've got no problem. If you're pissed at me because I'm not backing up Trump 100% on these dopey tweets this morning, we just don't need it. I haven't even gotten to some of the Republican response. And even from some women in the Republican Party who Trump needs, especially with the Senate health care bill. Let me grab Becca quickly. Becca, you're next on Schnitt. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Schnitt. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things in Las Vegas today?
It's about 100 and friggin' hot out here.
Oh, 100 and friggin' hot. So when you drive by the bank, does the thermometer say 100 and friggin' hot?
That's what it says.
Gotcha. All right, what do you think in Vegas on the Trump tweets?
Well, I wish he was a little more tactful about it. You know, since the GOP is going to be spineless and never say a word to anybody, it's nice to hear him fight a little bit. The thing that really annoys me, though, is how everybody's coming out that it's sexist this and sexist that, and yet they've all been absolutely ruthless against Melania, Ivanka, Sarah, all of them. So when they attack a conservative, Sarah Palin even, that's not sexist. But when anybody says anything about a liberal, now all of a sudden it's sexist and racist. Take Susan Rice for an example. Her latest thing. I just don't see it. I mean, it's so completely one-sided, it's just repulsive.
I didn't hear you. Somebody was, can you repeat that? Because somebody was yelling in my ear. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I just think the entire thing is repulsive that it's so one-sided. I mean, they're always attacking conservatives, Melania, Ivanka, right. Sarah Palin, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you name it, and that is not sexist. However, I mean, even like with Susan Rice,
right,
or the nitwit, you know, Mika, anytime anyone says anything against a liberal, all of a sudden it's sexist. Or it's racist.
Well, I don't have time. I'm up against the wall here time-wise. I want to address that, and I also want to address all the Republicans that have spoken out against the Trump tweets this morning. Again, I maintain, folks, this is just a dopey distraction we don't need. Back in a minute.
The Schnitt Show.
What are fellow Republicans saying about the Trump tweets this morning? Well, some of the responses might surprise you. Some of the responses might not surprise you. We will go with Republican responses to Trump in hour two next.
The Schnitt Show.